You know, money can be a really funny topic for people, and it's not always a topic that we want to address. We have mindset from our past experience as kids around money. We have what we think the Bible says or doesn't say about money. And sometimes that gets us really swirling and distracted and discontented and doubtful, which is exactly where the enemy wants us. So I invite you to tune in today as I kick off my annual Money Matters series for April, the month of financial literacy. And today we're going to be talking about the truth about money.
Hey, my fellow high-achieving sister in Christ. Ever wonder if it's possible to be ambitious and let God lead at the same time? Does the hustle fuel your adrenaline, but you want to ditch the overachievement and pursue success with clarity, serenity, and fulfillment? If your outward success doesn't match your inner unrest and unfulfillment, then this podcast is for you. Welcome to Redefining Hustle, Pursuing Success as a Christian Woman. I'm Erin Harrigan, a Christian wife, emptiness mom, entrepreneur, and recovering overachiever who felt those same things. When I prayed for a better way to work, God responded, "Let me drive." And then he led me to help women like you through my speaking, coaching, and writing. My mission is teaching you that success doesn't require buying into the world's frantic definition of hustle or into the so-called anti-hustle movement. Instead, you can meet me right here in the middle to redefine hustle as you pursue success with God as your CEO. Each week, we'll spend a focused 15 minutes connecting biblical truth to business with practical application so you can tune out the world, tune into God's truth, and turn up focus. Does that sound like what you need today? Great, then buckle up and let's go.
I've been doing this series for a number of years now, at least probably since 2021, and talking about money and what specifically women think of money. But today I thought I'd take a little bit of a different turn. I'll certainly give you the links to my previous episodes if you want to go listen to those, and especially those from last year where I shared about my own money story and a whole episode on what women think, having gathered some feedback from Christian women in business that I know. But today I really want to boil this down to a few key questions that we need to ask ourselves. So let me start with the idea of money mindset. Now, please hear me. I truly believe that the world has taken the idea of money mindset, and as it does with words like hustle, it has stretched it far beyond the actual definition. So let's start with these actual definitions, because when we buy into what the world is saying, and if you haven't listened to episode 244 about my deep dive into Romans 12:2 and not conforming to the patterns of this world, you may be surprised that when we conform to the patterns of this world, this is when we get ourselves swirling and surrounded by the noise of thoughts that undermine God's instructions to live in the way he's called us to live, which is without fear and to be strong and courageous and to not worry about tomorrow or temporal things. So mindset, as a definition, is an attitude or opinion, especially a habitual one, of mind or way of thinking. Biblical mindset is a set of attitudes and beliefs that are influenced by one's faith in Jesus Christ and the truth of his word. Money mindset is a set of attitudes or beliefs, especially around how we look at money, whether we see that with partiality or whether we idolize it or we have pride around it. That our money mindset is how we look at money. And so often that has come from our past or our past experience or how we were raised or what our parents said about money, right? It's ingrained in us, but we can break free from that by realizing that that is worldly mindset, but what's the biblical definition of mindset and what is the biblical definition of money mindset? So biblical money mindset is rooted in God's truth and sovereignty. So let me start with one truth. In 1 Timothy 6:10, this is what it says: "For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. And some people, craving money, have wandered from the true faith and pierced themselves with many sorrows. So that's first, that's the whole of 1 Timothy 6:10. And so often we look at people who have money and we think, oh, those rich people, and they don't do what they're supposed to do, and therefore money is evil. No, 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 no. The money itself is not evil. It's how we pursue it and how we idolize it. The same is true of hustle. The same is true of work ethic. The same is true of every material thing that we can get our hands on in this world. Maybe it's food. Maybe it's cars. Maybe it's real estate. Whatever that is, it's all about how we put it on a pedestal. So that's why money itself is not evil. It's how we define it, the place we give it in our lives, and how we pursue it. So when we think about money as Christians, I know there's a lot of talk amongst people who say, like, Christians should really earn the most money and work to earn money, because then we can give back. And that is 110% true. However, where is our heart? Is our heart truly about giving back? Is our heart actually about, hey, look at what I've been able to do as a Christian entrepreneur, and now I live this big life, and oh, by the way, secondarily, I give back in big ways, right? So I have three questions for us that will dig into the biblical truth of money. Number one, where is your treasure? Where is your heart? What is your heart posture? Matthew 6:21 says, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." And the way that we know what is truly of value to us and the position that money takes in our life and anything in our life outside of God is, where are our priorities? Where does our time go? Where does our effort go? Where does our thought go? If the first thoughts that you have about your business are, what's my revenue goal? How much money am I making? What money am I bringing home? Then that tells me a lot, and the Lord a lot, about where money is in your heart posture. Now, I spent a lot of years chasing the dollar, a lot of years. Go back and listen to my story. I'll link that in the show notes as well. But because I grew up with very little, what that pushed me to do was then to idolize money and say, well, I have to go make as much money as possible because that's the only way that I'll be safe. That's the only way that I'll be secure. And what I did is I was a driver's driver achievement chaser. I was going after the money and the things that money could provide because I didn't have them. And I wanted to be sure that my family was not without them. But what I did in that practice is I gave my time, my effort, my thoughts to money and put my family aside and put the Lord aside, maybe because I thought, well, God will always be there and my family will always be there, but I got to go make that money now. So where is your heart? In Matthew 6:24, we know this scripture so well. No one can serve two masters, for you will hate one and love the other. You will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and be enslaved to money. I believe that's the New Living Translation of that. In Mark 10, the parable of the young ruler, it's not that the young ruler had all this money. When he came to the Lord Jesus and said, how do I basically get into heaven? And the Lord said, sell everything. The issue was not the money. The issue was that young man's heart posture, how much he was wanted to hold on to money. And so the truth about this is that the money is never the issue. The money, the issue is where we pursue it and the position that we give it in our lives. So that's question one. You want to know the truth about money in your life? Examine it. I was preparing for this podcast over the last few days, and in my journaling quiet time with the Lord, what he said to me is he had me look at my whiteboard where I have my goals for the year, right? How many clients do I want to serve? How many podcasts do I want to be on? Where do I want to be speaking? And I have revenue goals. And the Lord said, I gave you an outstanding woman of the Lord, my daughter, to be your bookkeeper. And she has given you systems to be able to see where your business is. I don't need that on your whiteboard. Take it off your whiteboard. Now, that would seem so counterintuitive to high achievers, right? Because we want to see the goal. We want to be able to check the boxes. But I am also obedient. And I am also repentant of how much gravitas, if you will, I give money. And the Lord said, take it off your whiteboard. And so this morning, I erased that off my whiteboard. Yes, money is necessary in the world. And yes, the math of sales is true. And we're going to have two incredible guests later this month that talk to us about spirit-led selling and the proverbs of selling. But do we have to be constantly checking it? No, that's idolizing. All right, the second question, if you want to know about the truth in money in your life, have you heard the words, no pain, no gain, right? My friend Erica Goody, who is a CPA, has an incredible podcast for coaches and consultants. I'm going to link that as well. And she did a super short but powerful episode last week on no pain, no gain. And what she said is that, you know, we tend to think no pain, no gain, but that means that like gain doesn't happen without pain. And she really broke it down for us. And so the question that I have for you is, do you believe that? Do you believe that you constantly have to be working to feed the monster of your business, to build the business, to build the income, et cetera? In Psalm 127, verse 2, it says, it is useless for you to work so hard from early morning until late at night, anxiously working. I love in one version, it says toiling for food to eat, but God gives rest to his loved ones. Someone said the other day, God gives rest and God can move even while you are asleep if you are walking in obedience. You do not have to be white knuckling and working your fingers to the bone, friends. If you are obedient in the Lord and you make the Lord your highest priority and take money off of that pedestal, he will provide for you everything you need. This is not prosperity gospel. I am not shouting from the rooftop saying, God is going to bless you and put $10 million in your bank account. No, no, no. But when you hear a lot of the noise that you hear in today's world, and this is going to rub some people the wrong way, and God bless you, you need to get a 5K month and a 10K month, and I'm the coach that gets you there. You will never hear me say that because I don't know what God has told you. But if I were out here saying that constantly, that it was all about the dollar figure, guess what? Idolatry, putting it on a pedestal, going back to heart posture. So what do you believe about work? Do you believe that you have to work hard to make more? That's not what the Lord tells us, right? In the third question that I have for you is, do you trust the Lord? And when I say, do you trust the Lord? What I mean here is, do you trust that he will provide and that it's all his anyway? Listen, you know, one of the challenges that I've had in my own business is thinking it's mine. And every morning I say to him, Lord, this is your business, not mine. If tomorrow the Lord asked you to set down, not asked, instructed you to set down your business and walk away, could you do it? Or would you have pride wrapped up in it? I know it might be painful. I think the same thing. But if tomorrow he said, walk away, I would walk away because I know what it's like to try to do it in my own strength. Do you trust him? And do you believe that he will provide what you need when you are walking in obedience to the mission in the marketplace that he's given you? Couple of scriptures here in Deuteronomy 8:18. This is Moses reminding the Israelites, like, don't get haughty when things start to go well and you're feeding off the milk and honey in the land that you're going to, because you have to remember that it is the Lord who gives you the power and the strength to succeed. It is the Lord who gives you the power to create that wealth that will be generationally passed down. So remember that it is his. It is his, not yours, not mine. The second scripture I love in Psalm 1, verses 1 and 2. And I love this one so much because it really points out to us just the trust that we can have in the Lord. And this is what it says. Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and he meditates on that day and night. And let me tell you what happens when he meditates on it day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, that his leaves will not wither, and whatever he does will prosper. In other words, when we are tuning out the world, when we are tuning into God's truth and focusing on where he's taking us, when we stop listening to all the lie about money and money mindset and the roar of go get more and the roar of hustle till your haters ask if you're hiring, when we tune all of that out, then guess what? We are like trees planted, steadfast, deeply rooted in the Lord. And therefore, what he gives us to do will prosper in its season, and we will not wither. Friends, like so much of what the world promises, money is temporal. You've had moments in your life where money is up and where money is down. And the question is, where is your heart? To learn the truth about money in this financial literacy month, ask yourself those three questions. What is your heart posture? Do you trust the Lord? And do you believe in no pain, no gain? I have a fourth question for you to ask around this. And that is, when it comes to money in your life, where are you giving it value over everything else? Right? Are you being a good steward of it? Are you giving back in the ways that the Lord has called you to give back? Money is a powerful tool. And yes, we should go earn that money. And while we can respect the math, let us not allow that money to take over. Because the truth of money is that it's all the Lord's anyway. And we get to be financial stewards of it and to use it wisely and to pursue it wisely out of obedience to him. So I am excited to see what you think about this. If this speaks to you positively, negatively, I want to hear about it. I'm all good. God will take care of how I feel about your comments, but I want to hear about it. And I'd love to hear where you struggle here, because I'd love to pray with you over what biblical money mindset looks like for you. And until we're together next time, I pray for and encourage you. Tune out the world. Tune into God's truth. And turn up focus, because God made you ambitious, but he did not make you to work the world's way. I'll see you on the next episode.
As an established solopreneur or business owner with a team of employees who's ready to refine or scale your business, you're probably swimming in opportunities, overflowing with ideas, and excited about the possibilities. But you're overwhelmed thinking, how can I set a strategy when I'm trying to run a business and be productive? There are so many ideas and opportunities. How do I decide what's worth pursuing? I don't have time to waste on things that don't align to the vision and mission that God's given me. My client Jen felt this way as she sought to scale her business with a God-honoring strategy. Enter my Focused and Fruitful Strategy Day. Jen said of her experience, "My strategy day with Aaron was just what I needed. She helped me look at my current services, dream about the future, and create a plan to grow and scale." Her giftedness as a visionary with an understanding of the day-to-day tactical tasks is a magical combination I've never seen before. And she approaches it all from a firm foundation of faith. My strategy day gives you a full day of private coaching with me and my strategic mapping zone of genius, while being nourished with good food in a tranquil environment and celebrated for your progress at the end of the day, all in the beauty of Chesapeake Beach, Maryland, or in your location. If you want to bring calm to the chaos, tame the tornado, and silence the squirrels in your business for a clear path forward, visit erinharrigan.com/strategy day to learn more and schedule time with me. No squirrels were harmed in the making of this message or in the delivery of the strategy day. Thanks for tuning in to Redefining Hustle, Pursuing Success as a Christian Woman each week. I pray this show helps you to see that God made you ambitious, but he didn't make you to do business as usual. Remember to check the show notes for my free resources and other helpful links. If this episode spoke to you, take a screenshot, share it with a friend, or share it on social and tag me. I'm praying for you, friend, that you'll embrace redefining hustle, and in turn, your business will produce much fruit and impact his kingdom in greater ways than you could ever do in your own strength.